Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Was it Ryan Gosling in... what movie was it when he's like, what do you want?
Tell me what you want. The Notebook.
I'm asking
I don't know.
What do you want?
It's not that easy.
You sound just like him. You guys spot on.
Oh, just another thing he and I have in common.
Mm-hmm.
We're not asking women this, but Kristen is asking moms the same question, but in a very different tone.
Moms, now's your time. Call us up, 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746.
What do you want?
Ryan Gosling, that's what I want.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right? What do you really want for Mother's Day?
Don't you think moms generally fall into one of two buckets, right? Either the moms that want to hang out with their kids or the ones that want to get the hell away and just spend some time by themselves.
I think over time, it's just been a staple that you get mom some flowers, you get her a card, and you take her out to breakfast or brunch or something like that, right?
So basic.
It is basic. And I did pull a stat. I mean, who knew? According to new research, restaurants are going to be packed on Mother's Day because according to Open Table, Mother's Day is the busiest day of the entire year for restaurants. Mother's Day is. Yes.
Thought it would have been Valentine's Day.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to speak for myself. I am not going to sit here and try to get on a soapbox and speak for all moms. I don't want to go to a restaurant with my kid. That's not a good time. He's three, and that is picking up a lot of stuff off the floor and trying to like navigate if there's going to be any kind of like, you know, mental, you know, meltdown of some sort. No, that is not a good time. I'm here to tell my husband all I want for Mother's Day is a garage door.
A garage door.
That's all I want for Mother's Day.
That's it.
I want a new garage door for Mother's Day. That's what I want. That way when I pull in the driveway every single day and I see that new garage door, it's going to make my heart so happy. I just want a garage door for Mother's Day.
I don't know what the age is, and maybe we'll take a rolling average here. Cassie, you're good at the math. Of when it becomes like, I just want some alone time because I'm sick of being touched. And I just want to go spend some time with me and my friends. I don't know what that age is, but then it comes around, I think, as they get a little bit older where you just want quality time. And I don't know what that age group is, but at least that's what I've observed.
Now, I want to spend Mother's Day with my kids, but I want nothing. And what I mean by that is I don't want brunch or breakfast in bed because I don't want to pretend that I like the eggs. I don't want to break up the fights. I don't want to clean up the messes. I don't want to deal with the screaming children. I want nothing to do with it besides being in the same room as them. He needs to handle everything else.
Okay. Hey, Fallon, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey.
What do you want?
So my kids are 9 and 12. And I'm like kind of on the vibe with Cassie. I don't really want to have to do anything, but I just want to hang out with them. Like my daughter likes to play volleyball. I want to go out there. I don't want to have to clean up. I don't want to have to cook or think. I just want to be present with my kids.
Okay. That's beautiful. All right.
Present.
Dudes, if you're listening right now, the key part of this is everybody spending time together, but you're the one doing the work on Mother's Day. She just is like chilling with the kids.
And we got to go far as you can't even ask what she wants to eat. You could ask in the weeks before if she wants something special, but Daya, don't be being like, what do you want for lunch, babe? What do you want for dinner? She does not want to think.
Yeah, guys need to know this too. At least it's been my experience. We can mess it up. Don't worry about quality. You can mess it up. It's the effort they're looking for.
No, you can't mess it up. If you've been with them for that long, like if you're in a relationship, you better know what she wants.
All right, maybe it was just my ex-wife. Maybe the bar was set so low. She didn't care.
I think that's more accurate.
Okay. Bianca, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. My kids are young, so I would love to not be around them since I am around them all the time. And I agree that we shouldn't have to make a decision. I want decisions made for me.
Okay, how old are the kids?
Just turned 4 and just turned 6.
Okay.
That's in the previous mom, it was 9 and 12.
Okay.
So when you're in that toddler young kid era, it's rough.
I wonder also if the distinction is working moms versus stay-at-home moms.
Correct.
Like stay-at-home moms, I wonder if they're like, I need a day away. Like, I need a day off from my job. And I wonder if working moms are like, I miss the kids. I just don't want to deal with the, emotional labor.
What's your take on that, Bianca?
I think that's probably right. I'm a kind of part-time working mom, but the majority of the emotional and mental labor is all on me. So it definitely would be nice to just not think and have things catered for me.
Okay. So you guys want to act like men do most of the time. Don't think and have your world catered to. All right. Jasmine, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. I just want utter silence.
Silence.
Silence. My mom brain constantly just works. As you can hear her in the background.
Yeah,
that was perfect timing.
Right on time. Right.
And I just want it to stop. I don't want to do anything. You don't even have to make a decision for me. If I can make a decision for myself and not have to consider anyone else, that would be a gift within itself.
That is a great call right there. Thank you. These are great ideas. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Marla, what do you want?
I want an evening by myself in a hotel room so I can actually sleep through the night.
Glorious. That is glorious. Everything's new and it smells good. You don't have to worry about making anything up the next day, not bed or anything. That is glorious. That's a good one. Thank you, Marla.
Thanks.
Wait, do y'all make your beds? I'm just curious.
No.
No, not as early as we get up.
It depends if I have a guest coming over. If not, it's just, I don't care. Shaynay, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I want for Mother's Day, because my husband is not a very good cleaner, I want my house detailed professionally.
Your house professionally cleaned. I think that is a very thoughtful, reasonable request for Mother's Day.
While you kick your feet up.
Yep. All right, one more here. Guys, I hope you're listening to these. There's great ideas here. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Jennifer. As a mom, what do you want?
Okay, so I'm going to keep it simple for my family. I want my next tattoo.
You want your next tattoo?
Oh.
Okay, why is that so meaningful for you on Mother's Day?
Well, all of my tattoos have meaning, and my next one is actually a consolation for my husband. So to go with my consolation that I just recently got, that's what I want.
No.
So you want your kids to do it? Or
looking to save a little money?
Get it. The Burt Show.